mother. Well, I guess the young girls don't go for you. The Bobby Sock is like a different type of man.
He's rattling bones.
Well, that's who they like, Frank Sinatra.
Well, you see, Harpo, it's too bad that you can't serenade the girls like Frankie Boy does.
Ooh, that's right. You have your harp. Oh, show us how you woo the girls with that.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
If you don't like asparagus, you better watch your step, child. Cause there's a new society who's gonna make a bit, yeah. They'll bet you that asparagus will taste great just like cheese. And if you don't agree with him, they'll beat you to your knees. It's the American Asparagus Sadist Society, founded 1962. And if you don't agree with them, well, they'll beat you black and blue. Well, they'll tie you up and knock you down, and whip you also too. But don't get mad, it's only fun. You can get them when they're through. It's the American Asparagus Sadist Society, founded 1962. And if you don't agree with them, well, they'll beat you black and blue. Well,
don't agree.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And thank you oh so very much for helping us out with tonight's free association as I leave the country. Just as it ought to be, right? That's what I thought. We better jump right into these radio obituaries because we're going to take it right up to the end. So we have no time to spare. Just let me quickly remind you that next week it will not be me and it will not be DJ Ryan D. Instead, it's going to be Mike Conway from Classic Rock Mine bringing you Bubbles in the Think Tank. So it'll be 4 whole hours of Mike. Woo! Just the way we like it. So glad to have him back. And then the week after, what would be the 33rd anniversary of me, it's going to be not Belinda, Chuck U, coming in here to take care of you on that week. Hopefully obits are going to be in store on both of those weeks. It definitely will be with Chuck U. Not that I should be committing him to anything. But we'll see what happens. They both have the backlog in hand now. So we'll see what they do with it. Let's jump into tonight's radio obituaries. Of course, the radio obituaries, it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We start off by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Then we thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything that he does for us. And we go into the initial radio obituary for Mickey Jones, the American musician and actor. He was a drummer backing up acts including Trini Lopez, Johnny Rivers, Kenny Rogers, and Bob Dylan. That was on the 66 World Tour. He had 17 gold records from his musical career of just 2 decades. Mickey Jones just passed away at 76. It's the initial radio obituary right here with one of those tunes at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Siren call of your arms. Like a demon, love possessed me. You obsess me constantly. What evil star is mine that my fate designed? You Jezebel.
finally in line. Dream on, won't you tell me why? Dream on, with your nose in the skyline.
The sun, it always shines. In my heart, it seems you do it all the time.
What I have is so much better than your daydream heroes. I'm a real life man and I love you. But you put yourself on. You say that you're leaving, but you know that you're wrong. So dream on and try to do without me. Dream on. But in reality, all your schemes and your dreams, they don't mean a thing. So dream on.
You mean to see you sit high up on your throne.
Yourself on. You say that you're leaving, but you know that you're wrong. So dream on and try to do without me. Dream on. But in reality, all your schemes and your dreams, they don't mean a thing. So dream on.
The post-initial radio obituary is for John Perry Barlow, the American poet and essayist, cattle rancher, and cyber-libertarian political activist. He was a lyricist for the Grateful Dead and a founding member of the Electronic Frontier Foundation and Freedom of the Press Foundation. I knew John Perry Barlow, not well, I would not say well, but I would say that I knew him. And one thing that I always kind of dug about him, and it was something we sort of bonded over, was we weren't so much Republican or Democrat. We were issue-based people. We didn't care who you were, as long as you supported our issues. And since we were both working on... in the media justice arena, let's just say it like that, it worked well for us. John Perry Barlow just passed away at 70. We turned, of course, to the Bubbles in the Think Tank spiritual advisor, Polly C., for assistance in this matter, because, of course, I only knew John Perry Barlow in terms of his cyber work. I knew he did other stuff, but I knew that when it came to this one, that Polly would be the one to turn to, so I did. So let's just see what our Swami Polly C., our spiritual advisor, gave us for the post-initial radio obituary for Perry Barlow, John Perry Barlow, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Peso in my hand, watching flies and children on the street. And I catch a glimpse of black-eyed girls who giggle when I smile. There's a little boy that wants to shine my feet. And in 3 days' ride from Bakersfield, and I don't know why I came. Cali blue. Yeah. Is there anything a man don't stand loose? When the devil wants to take it all away, cherish well your thoughts, keep it tight, trip on the booze. Just thinking and drinking out loud. Jane, and she was fresh in town. I didn't know a stage line ran from hell. She had raven hair, a ruffled dress, a necklace made of gold, all the French perfume you'd clear to smell. She took me up into her room, whispered in my ear, "Won't my friend do anything you choose?" Now I'm paying for those happy hours I spent there in her arms, with a lifetime's worth of the Mexicali blues. Yeah. Is there anything a man don't stand loose? When the devil wants to take it all away, cherish well your thoughts, keep a tight grip on your boots. Cause thinking and drinking are all I have today. Jean was waiting when he came. She told me he would take her if I didn't use my gun. I'd have no one but myself to blame. I went down to those dusty streets, blood was on my mind. I guess that stranger hadn't heard the news. Cause I shot first and killed him, but he didn't even draw. And he betrayed the gallows for the Mexicali blues. Yeah. A man don't stand loose when he lets a woman hold him in a hand. Just might find yourself out there on horseback in the dark, just riding and running across the desert sand.
Midnight, balls of lightning roll along.
about their dreams. Women laugh and children scream, and the band keeps playing on. Full of singing and romancing, the music never
The next radio obituary is for Dick Orkin. You know him. I know you do. He's the American voice actor and commercial radio producer who created the Chicken Man radio series and the Secret Adventures of the Tooth Fairy. His voice was used in many radio advertisements and public service announcements over the years. Dick Orkin just passed away at 84. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And we begin. Category, words we have heard. Mark, in 10 seconds, what does the word hippie mean?
That's the person that grows long hair.
Okay. Now, Sydney, why does a hippie run around with long hair?
So they can get where they want to get faster.
Because if they walk... Yes. New category, adult expressions. Jennifer, what do adults mean when they say, "Hey, chick, I really dig you"?
I don't know what they say.
Who?
The chickens.
Suppose we try one more. Jennifer, what do adults mean when they say, "Stop rocking the boat"?
Some people throw the rock at our chicken, and we had to get another one.
That'll do it. New category, history's great romances. Steve, would you please tell us how your mother and father got married?
He kissed her.
Yes, and then what happened?
They got married.
That's the whole story?
Yeah.
That's all. Many people dismissed.
Yay!
Listen again for America's smallest quiz show of the year, The Many People.
Hello, this is Bert Burtis. Our company, Dick and Bert, is pleased once again to have written and produced the Evatone story on the flip side of this sound sheet. But as you know, our business is primarily writing and producing radio and television commercials. And for that work, we're happy to report that this year, our commercials won 10 Clios. Here's just a small sample. If you'd like to know more, please write Dick and Bert, 1140 North La Brea Avenue, Hollywood, California, 90038.
Welcome to Cal's TikTok City.
Oh, thanks.
Where the big hand is on dependability and the little hand
is on the floor.
Snaps right back on.
Yeah, I want to buy some digital watches for gifts. Do you have National Semiconductor?
No, we make our own somewhere.
Well, I want to get that very thin National Semiconductor chronograph. It's a watch and a stopwatch to 1/100 of a second.
This is the thinnest watch we make.
Mm-hmm.
This watch tells time and weighs fish.
No,
you
I don't
slip the mackerel in this harness
no,
here.
No,
and
the
then...
National Semiconductor chronograph has a tritium nightlight that lets you read day or night without pushing buttons, and the battery has a 3-year warranty.
No chronograph. I've got this phonograph watch.
What?
Put one of these teeny-weeny records on.
9, 5, 68, 68.
Just needs a new needle.
Well, how about alarm watches?
Got cuckoos, gongs, and buzzers.
Well, National Semiconductor has a tritium alarm. It actually chirps, and you can read it at night.
Here's one you don't have to read. It squirts your arm every hour.
What?
Actually, just wets on your wrist.
Are those little diapers?
Prevents wrist rash.
No, I see.
For great chronographs and alarm watches, look for National Semiconductor. The longest name in digital watches.
Oh, welcome back from vacation, boss.
Oh, thanks, Clubman. How'd everything go here at the warehouse?
Oh, fine. No problems.
Big shipment of eggs got out all right.
Eggs? Oh, eggs all gone. Yes, sir. One little problem, though. Our lift truck broke down.
What was that?
I said our lift truck broke down.
Do you have a chickie in here?
No, she's outside typing.
Well, I hope you called Caterpillar to rent another lift truck.
Oh, Caterpillar rents lift trucks?
Yes, for breakdowns or seasonal overloads, your Caterpillar lift truck dealer rents almost any kind of late model lift truck. They'll deliver them fast and on time.
Huh.
You hear that?
Oh, yes. You said for breakdowns or seasonal overloads, Caterpillar rents lift trucks.
That. You have a baby chick in your lunch pail.
What do you know? One of the eggs must have hatched.
I think there are more in your drawers.
Oh, it doesn't feel like there's
any... Not those drawers.
Oh,
those drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Just exactly how many eggs hatched?
Well, just a couple, sir. But, oh, don't open the door. I don't think you'd,
And what do you call this?
Well, this one's called Fluffy, and this one's called Binky, and
Glubman.
Whatever your lift truck problems, your Caterpillar lift truck dealer can quickly rent you the solution. And without a peep.
Sam, you are ready for any pushy car salesman they got here.
But I'm still practicing my answers.
Okay. When the car salesperson first comes up, you say what?
I'm just looking.
Okay, and when he comes around a second time, you say what?
I haven't made my mind up yet.
Good. And when he comes up to you the third time, you say what?
Beat it, Buster, before I break your nose.
Ooh, you're gonna be perfect.
Okay.
Ooh, this time no salesperson is gonna talk you into the first car you see. You'll see.
But Sheila,
and
I'm
just
not...
Just open the door, okay?
Oh, my. Hello, welcome to Wild Olds in Libertyville.
Oh, Sam, isn't this gorgeous here?
Is this your wine?
No, I'm just looking.
Would you like a cup of coffee, ma'am?
Oh, yes, please.
How do you take it?
I haven't made my mind up yet.
What? Sam, this is marvelous. No pressure, no hype here at Wild Olds. Just a very friendly atmosphere.
How about coffee for you, sir?
Beat it, Buster, before I break your nose.
Sam, relax. Do you want coffee?
Yeah.
Well, then tell him what you want in it.
Power steering, power brakes, stereo clock.
Sam!
Reclining wheels, smoke
bumper. Sam, are you
Wild Olds in Libertyville. It's a beautiful place in the country.
My husband needs a new suit.
Oh, fine. Litton's has the widest selection in Chicago, including the very fashionable Allen St. George.
Oh, good. That's what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Where is your husband?
He's being delivered.
Delivered?
On that dolly right now.
Why is he...
Oh, he can't move in that tight suit.
Oh.
See, we made a mistake. We went to Funky Frank's Authentic European Boutique.
Say no more.
Well, Hal loves that European style, but he has an American body.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Hal, say hello to the Litton's man.
Oh, that suit is tight. May I suggest the American classic designer Allen St. George? Yes, 3-piece vested suits with a fuller cut for better comfort and fit. Yeah, very comfortable. Why don't you step into the dressing room and try one on?
Go on, Hal. Say, is the Allen St. George expensive?
No, no, it's priced a lot less than you think.
Oh.
How do I look?
Oh, so handsome. Just let me straighten your tie.
No, no, don't
tie.
Litton's, if we were a department store, people would say you have so many great clothes like Allen St. George. You should be a clothing store. So that's what we are.
Welcome to We the Many People. During the next 90 seconds, we go to the Many People for the answers to a series of hard-hitting, penetrating questions. Listen. Category, famous people. Who is Lyndon Johnson? Regina, you have 10 seconds.
Linda's in first grade and she's 6 years old. And then Johnson, he's 7 years old and he's in second grade.
That's very good, honey. But you see, I was really... Time's up. New category, adult expressions. Tony, in 10 seconds, what do adults mean by sock it to 'em, baby?
Does that mean you kiss?
Well, what if it does mean that?
But I saw my Uncle Joe and Mimi, they kiss, and I see them kiss all the time.
You do? Is that okay kissing?
Yes, but that's embarrassing.
category, how to build things. All right, Herbie, in 10 seconds, please tell us how to build a telephone.
Well, they take a wire and they put those buttons in.
You have 10 seconds,
Herbie. And they make a receiver on a wire.
Hurry.
And they curl the wire.
Time's up. Category, games many people play.
And make those push buttons. In
10 seconds.
Like I have.
Herbie,
I have two of them.
Knock off the telephone. In 10 seconds, Glenn, tell us how to play the game of checkers.
There's black and red little round things.
Right.
And say, here's a black and here's a red.
All right, let's say that.
I'm the black.
You're the black.
And I jump over the guy.
Uh-huh.
And I get to take that checker and put it in a pile.
Category, your point of view, please, in 10 seconds. Anthony, what is your opinion of raising the voting age from 18 to 21?
That's really a funny question.
That's all. Mini People dismissed. Listen again tomorrow as the Mini People answer another series of hard-hitting, penetrating questions. Maybe. This is another secret adventure of The Tooth Fairy.
Monday, 10:15 a.m. A newspaper ad takes me to the famed Tishomingo Towers Medical and Dental Center.
Yes?
How do you do? Is this the office of Dr. Nelson C. Armadingo?
Yeah.
Would you please inform the doctor that I'm here in response to his newspaper ad?
Your name?
My name is not important.
I'll be the judge of that.
You see, it's who I am that counts, because if you know...
Hold it. Dr. Armadingo's office. Oh, Mrs. Armadingo? Yeah, well, I think your husband, the dentist, is working on a mouth. A dire emergency? 1 minute.
You see, it's who I am.
The doctor.
Mouth.
Mrs. Armadingo, your husband, the dentist, is working on a mouth. What, normally he could, but in this case, it's his mouth. You're right, I'll have him call.
You see, it's who I am.
What do you want?
I'm here about the ad for a dental assistant.
Your name?
Newton Snookers, but I try as...
Snookers.
But I try as much as possible not to use that name.
Very smart.
Because, you see, it's not who I am that counts, but what I am. For if you know what I am, who I am does not count.
What are you?
I'm the Tooth Fairy.
Have you noticed all these people sitting around here holding their mouths?
Yes.
Do you know why they're doing that?
Probably because something hurts in and around their mouths.
How'd you like to have something hurt in and around your mouth?
In other words...
Lower your voice.
In other words, to put it to you succinctly, you don't believe I'm the Tooth Fairy.
In other words, if you say that one more time, I'm going to put it to you succinctly right in the mouth.
Would you simply inform the doctor that his new dental assistant has arrived?
Have a seat.
Thank you. Will my big sack be safe here on your desk?
What's in it?
Teeth.
It'll be all right.
Thank you. 10:20 a.m. I wait for Dr. Armadingo. 10:21, a small child fingers my sack of teeth. I tell the child not to do that again. 12:21:30, the child's mother tells me not to do that again, or I'll need a sack for my teeth.
The cleanup radio obituary is for the soul jazz guitarist Wilbert Longmire. His early career, beginning in the 1960s, included working at King Records as a studio cat, also stints in the bands of organists Hank Marr and Trudy Pitts, as well as sessions for the 1969 albums by Jean-Luc Ponty and Gerald Wilson. Wilbert Longmire just passed away at 77. He could have been the music for my wedding reception. It was touch and go for a moment there, but I vetoed him. Sorry, didn't know that was coming. I should have never admitted it. I apologize. He was perfectly lovely. He just wasn't what I wanted. It's the cleanup radio obituary for Wilbert Longmire right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This next number really needs no introduction. It's been done so many times. We think we have a very special thing on it. We want everybody to get in the mood, get to swinging, clap your hands, stomp your feet, do anything you want to do. And children, let's have a nice time on a number entitled 1 o'clock Jump.
Thank you. that's at Baby, shall we go out skipping? Careful of me, go. You're flipping, speak Latin. That's at She's nobody's fool, so she's playing it cool as can be.
Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Robert Arthur, the longtime music coordinator for the Ed Sullivan Show, who famously tweaked the lyrics to Let's Spend the Night Together so the Rolling Stones could perform in 1967. He was a songwriter and composer, but then he was hired to assist Ed Sullivan when he was the Toast of the Town host. He was the music director there. Let's see, what else we got? I don't want to talk that much about Ed Sullivan because Robert Arthur did so much more, but that might be all we really get. He did become an accompanist, conductor, and arranger. He served as a bayonet instructor during the Korean War and was hired by Ray Block to work on the CBS shows hosted by Sullivan and Jackie Gleason. He went on after the Ed Sullivan program to go on to LA, where he helped Dick Clark launch the American Music Awards, produced videos for Michael Jackson that showed during concerts, and co-wrote the Natalie Cole hit All About Love. That's some stuff to do. Robert Arthur just passed away at 89. He's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bouncy, bouncy, bally, dribbly, drabbly, oopsie-day. Bouncy, bouncy, bally, look at the way I play. Watch the bally, folly, down on the ground and then up again. Bouncy, bouncy, bally, look at me count to ten. I'm smart, so smart, 'cause I knew just how to do it from the start. It's brains that counts. When my daddy gets home, I'll teach him how to bounce, 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 bounce. Bouncy, bouncy, bally, dribbly, drabbly, oopsie-day. Bouncy, bouncy, bally, look at the way I
I play. There's the cutest little kitty that you ever did see, and he lives in the house next door to me. He has a rubber ball. Each time I come along, he'll bounce the little ball and sing this little song.
Pensa que pare, deixa isso pra lá, vem pra cá, o que que tem? Eu não estou cozendo nada, você também. Faz me bater papo assim gostoso com alguém. Down in Brazil, we're doing a new dance. You can do it too, it's so easy to do. It's a bossa nova hand dance, forget your feet. It's a crazy way of getting with the bossa nova beat. And I know a place where all the swingers stand face to face. And move the fingers, soon you will dig the action and you flip your wig. You can't resist the cookie rhythm, unbend your wrist. You go on with them, your hands will do a bossa nova twist. You can't che ci chien chi pensi chi fare dici sopra la ventra cao che chi ten e non sto cosendo nada você também faz me batir un papo sin gostoso come alguém vai vai por mir bella sugi amore assi mazinho com mazinho pra cá beijinhos com beijinhos pra lá I know a place for all the swingers come face to face and move your fingers soon you will dig the action and you flip your feet you can't resist that cookie rhythm on bend your wrist you're going with him your hands will do a bossa nova twist you can't resist that cookie rhythm on bend your wrist you're going with him your hands will do a bossa nova twist
and that nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, but we still have one more radio obituary to go, the ultimate, of course. And then we're going to hand it over to another radio show, and then I'm going to leave this country. And next week, you'll be here with Mike from Classic Rock Mine. He's going to be taking care of you. And then the week after that, it's going to be not Belinda, Chuck, you. It's going to be a wonderful time. You're going to enjoy it. I swear to you, you're going to enjoy it. Then I'll be back in March. Whoa, that's so crazy. Crazy. But I'll still be checking in over there on occasion at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and probably showing you some wacky things that I might happen to encounter in my travels. You know how I get sometimes. Let's go ahead and take a look at the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Curly Seckler, the American bluegrass musician. He played with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs in their band the Foggy Mountain Boys from 49 through 62, among other major bluegrass acts during his lengthy career in music. Curly Seckler just passed away at 98. So I will see you all weeks long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Mike Conway's going to take care of you next week right here on your Freeform radio station, where we're moving to the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Curly Seckler. Your Freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
My brother and I are all alone. We have no place to call her home. It will never be like home no more till we meet them all at the shore.